What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to go ahead and take some phone calls, starting with Mateus in Canada. Mateus, sorry to keep you waiting so long. We had a little technical glitch where I wasn't getting my text messages.
Oh, that's okay. I thought I was being punished for complaining about callers. The irony was coming.
No. It was a purely technical issue. Don't take it personal.
I know. You're a nice guy. You'd never do that. I'm just joking. Okay, so I live in Canada, and I was searching for yellow vest protests in Canada, and I couldn't find anything. And then I switched my IP address over to Japan, and I found all sorts of information yes. about Vancouver, Canada, and other places in Canada protests. So clearly, both with the Google search and with the YouTube search, there's censorship going on that you have to look outside of your country, outside of your own country, to get news about the inside of your country.
Yes, so that's really the way it's become.
Yeah. And a few days ago, you were talking about how there was that yelling match with Trump and some other people, and someone was calling him Pinocchio. Remember that?
Yeah, that was Pelosi and Schumer.
Okay. So I just want to share with you my amazing insight on that, is that they were calling him Pinocchio, not because of the lying nose, but because he's a string puppet.
And I think both could apply.
Yeah, both could apply. And, you know, you just have to look at the people, what the common denominator is of the people around him that are pulling the strings. And, you know, like you said before, if you want to find out who you're controlled by, who is it that you can't name? I'm not going to name any names. Oh, sorry, I got to sneeze. Achoo! Excuse me. And finally, if you like, okay, well, can I have permission to tell you I made a Christmas joke for you?
Real quick, yes.
Okay, what kind of wood does Santa Claus use to make his lumps of coal?
I have no idea.
Knotty pine.
Okay. That makes good. I like that one. I like that one a lot.
Hey, can I do one last real thing? Real comment?
Yes.
Okay, Biden, which is kind of known to be a suspected sexual deviant, he seems to yes. be lacking some sort of control over his thoughts, where he says what he's thinking, and it gets really awkward for him. And so there's this famous little YouTube video where there's Biden and Sessions, and there's a little girl, like about 3 years old, and then Biden's looking at this girl, then he bends over to go and do something, like touch her or whisper something into her ear or something creepy, and then Sessions slaps Biden's hand back. So I just want yes. everyone to really ponder this for a second, of what, like, really interpret what that means. Okay, now think of it this way. If you're Sessions, and you don't know that this other guy is a pedophile, maybe, you would never assault an ex-vice president by slapping his hand. There'd be no reason to. But if you know that this guy's a sexual deviant, and you know the reason that Biden's hand is going out is because he just can't help himself but to go and, like, start molesting a little girl, that's why you would slap the hand back. So Sessions knows. Now, if Sessions knows, why isn't he saying anything? Well, this is how they're controlling Sessions. And it goes back to this whole thing where you can't rise up to that level unless you're controllable. And in the past, it was enough to cheat on your wife. Nowadays, you have to basically have, like, murdered somebody or be a pedophile or something similar to that. So everyone just look at that video again. When Biden's hand comes towards the girl, Sessions slaps it back, and everybody ignores that. Like, they both knew exactly that that's cool. Anyways, that was a little bit less funny than my comment before, so...
I prefer the Knotty Pine situation here. You know, part of the problem is we are dealing with people who are sociopathic. That's why they seek power. And when they get that power and influence, they sort of give free rein to their impulses. Their impulse control is very poor, except if there's a TV camera in front of them, then they're on their best behavior. Anyway, Mateus, we're going to let you go and switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, Mike, Schumer gave Trump 10 Pinocchios because of the Washington Post article. And then Trump goes, oh, Washington Post. And he's like a smirk. Because, you know, Jeff Bezos owns Washington Post, right? And, well, we all know what the Washington Post is, you know, and New York Times. But, like, Mike, I think Putin's going to have to do something. There's a 90% chance when it comes down to it that he's going to, because that east part is Russian, you know, and it's just, he's not going to abandon them. That's why that train load of, you know, the mobile artillery, the 203 millimeters were headed somewhere. You know, those have a maximum of 50 mile range too. So
I imagine that, you know, Putin is obviously going to fortify the border between Russia and Ukraine. So that whatever happens over there in Ukraine doesn't spill over the border into Russia. I mean, you know, once they get going, they might want to keep on going. So he has to fortify that border.
Yeah, because I just, like you said, he's under, he's going to be under a lot of pressure too, you know. And, yeah, like I said, the chess pieces are getting fewer and fewer on that board, you know. And, you know, Mike, this also, when you got France on fire, right, you had the yellow vest, and you got Britain with Theresa May with the Brexit, and you got, you know, what's going on here, you know, to pull a Ukraine thing now and look at what Russia's doing, Russian aggression, you know, that'll be the headlines, you know.
Yes.
Like, you know that, right? That's how it works. But, yeah, I just don't, I mean, Ukraine's a real, man, I mean, if he does decide to go in, he's going to have to just keep within that eastern part, or maybe, like Mark says, the Dnipro River. You know, like, but not further than that. But I know they're moving tanks to Ukrainian. I don't know if you heard that. They're moving like a amount of, I don't know how many, but there's amount of tanks moving too, not just artillery now.
Yeah, so, I heard that.
Yeah, but Mike, one last thing with, was it Pompeo or Bolton? That was debt colonization, they said. I'm like, wait a minute. France, Britain, the United States is all about debt colonization. So I don't, you know why? Because China is ready in Africa, like you said, they already built railroads, airports, brand new highways. And the United
Yes.
States is not building anything over there but military bases to hunker down. That's it. They're not building up
Yes.
no infrastructure. So if you build up people's infrastructure, they tend to go with the people that built up your infrastructure, which is the Chinese.
You
Yes. know, so that's how I look at that. All right, Mike, that's all I have to say. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we'll clear our little phone log there. All right, now, over at the White House, as you know, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is stepping down end of the month, and Donald Trump is trying to find a replacement. And he's gone through a couple of choices. Mark Meadows was considered, rejected. Apparently, some of the other people Trump really wanted to come on in have declined. And so now Trump is making what I think is a horrendous mistake, that apparently, according to this article coming out of Huffington Post, Trump is considering his own son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to be the White House chief of staff. And you just know that the liberal corporate media is going to be screaming nepotism, 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 nepotism. And apparently Kushner has actually been actively campaigning to be chief of staff, citing his work on the criminal justice reform package. And he's claiming he's got an ability to work with Democrats. But apparently the Huffington Post called out over to the White House, and the White House did not respond. I think it would be a bad move. I think it would be a very, very bad move here. All righty. We're looking at all these little investigations that are going on around here. And Michael Cohen is out there saying that Donald Trump made him do it. We're not sure what it is and whether or not it was even illegal. Hush money, you know, to these women that Trump had affairs with, because as I understand it, it was handled the way a publisher would. We wish to buy the exclusive rights to your story. here's the check. You sign this contract saying you will never talk about this again. And then you put the rights up on a shelf and you never publish. And that has happened quite a few times to keep certain stories out of the media. It's not actually illegal. But looking back at Cohen, his past is not all that lily white. And apparently, when he became, years before he met Trump, he was a personal injury lawyer, okay, otherwise known as an ambulance chaser. And he represented people in Brooklyn who filed very dubious personal injury claims resulting from suspected car accidents. And this was a hustle that was so common in the Brighton Beach section that detectives took to calling a specific apartment building where this all seemed to happen, No Fault Towers, a reference to the British comedy Fawlty Towers. Cohen's law practice had also included cashing a $350,000 check made out to him by a Russian hockey player and extortion victim and intended for the girlfriend of an alleged Russian mobster. And apparently this all became the subject of a lawsuit. Now, Robert Mueller has announced, because he doesn't want to go on out and try and find a new job in the current job climate, starting in next year, he's going to expand the election meddling probe to other nations, primarily in the Mideast, which I think is telegraphing the fact that he never did find anything about Russian meddling, which was that whole big deal. But now he wants to go on out and see if Saudi Arabia was seeking to meddle in the elections and Qatar was meddling. And according to the Daily Beast, Mueller's prosecutors will expose Middle Eastern nations' attempts to sway the U.S. politics in early 2019. Now, the reality is all nations try and influence other nations. The United States does it all the time. Election rigging has been a big part of the CIA's toolkit, going back at least to the end of World War II here. Little comment about Robert Mueller, though. And this is one of those things that is documented, but nobody wants to talk about it. And the story came out of basically that Robert Mueller's special counsel's office, after they reviewed Peter Strzok's text messages from his tenure at the FBI, they were erased. According to a new inspector general's report, the Mueller team is specifically responsible for scrubbing of Peter Strzok's phone. That's obstruction of justice right there. Now, Christopher Steele, who wrote that Democrat-financed anti-Trump dossier, which turned out to be a complete work of fiction, has said in a court case that he was hired by a Democratic law firm in preparation for Hillary Clinton challenging the results of the 2016 presidential election. That was what lay behind all this stuff about Russian meddling and Russian interference and Russian this and Russian that. Hillary Clinton actually apparently was seriously considering challenging the election. And I'm sure a lot of people impressed on her that that could lead to a constitutional crisis, if not rioting in the streets here. But Christopher Steele said the law firm Perkins Coie wanted to be in a position to contest the results based on the evidence he unearthed on the Trump campaign conspiring with Moscow on election interference. And of course, nothing was really there here. If they'd actually move forward to contest, somewhere along the way, somebody would have said, "Where's your actual evidence?" And that would have been difficult. All right. Federal investigators are also probing U.S. President Donald Trump's inaugural committee to find out if money donated to it or spent by it was used for corrupt purposes. This is coming out of the Wall Street Journal. They reported it yesterday. The Committee for Funding the Celebration Expenses Associated with Trump's Inauguration to the Presidency in January of 2017 raised a record amount of money, $107 million, more than twice what Barack Obama raised in 2008, which was itself also a record. And that money raised from donations was spent paying for reservations, caterers, entertainment, host of other expenses. So they're digging into that. What's really interesting is over at the White House, they're saying they're not aware that there's any investigation going on here. The Wall Street Journal said that prosecutors have sought documents related to one person's donation, but they haven't asked the inaugural committee for records, nor has the committee been contacted by prosecutors. So the Wall Street Journal, this may be fake news. Now, another story is out here, and this one's a little bit more serious. Federal prosecutors are reportedly looking into whether some of the top donors to Trump's 2017 inauguration gave money in exchange for access to administration. Again, as the coughing lady was saying at yesterday's House Oversight Committee hearing, donors to her campaigns expect that if she wins, they will have access. That's just normal. What makes this very complex is the claim is that there are Middle Eastern countries like Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, which filtered donations to Trump using straw donors, basically a rerun of the ChinaGate scandal from 1996. And if, in fact, this turns out to be true, that is a very, very serious situation. Because Donald Trump can take all the donations he wants from people here in the United States of America, but if it turns out it originated somewhere else, that's a violation of laws. Now, earlier in the week, I was just scratching my head and saying, why are they still after Donald Trump as hard as they can? He's given them almost everything they wanted. And Larry Klayman basically came on out with what I think is a good explanation. The Democrats want to impeach Donald Trump just so that they can say he was impeached going into the 2020 presidential election. I'm sure they don't want to run against him in 2020, but there are a lot of other Republicans who make credible candidates at this point. But the Democrats just want to be able to say, Donald Trump was that GOP president. He was impeached. You need to vote Democrat here. Now, over at Judicial Watch, Hillary Clinton has now filed her new answers under oath about the email system. And to nobody's surprise, she basically reiterated her earlier statements that the use of her private email server was purely for convenience. And one of the other questions was to detail how it was all set up. And she basically came up and said, well, I don't know. And she's saying that she was aware that the president had set up an email system, and she didn't know who set that up or what equipment it used or how it was created. Now, she's trying to blur the line between the government email server and the one that she had in her home. It was originally in her home, and then it was moved to a server farm. So she's still dodging. And of course, nobody expected her to tell the truth and say, oh, yes, you got me. So, U.S. District Court Judge Royce Lamberth has called the Clinton email issue one of the gravest modern offenses to government transparency. It is that. And he is ordering additional discovery. But if I am right, and there was espionage going on, that is a scandal of a magnitude that could bring down the entire government. And we're going to see the entire government just stonewall it like they're stonewalling on the Clinton Foundation. But Tom Fitton is basically saying that Hillary Clinton's assertion that she used a separate email system as a matter of convenience is simply not credible. Remember when she said she only wanted to carry one device around and then somebody photographed her with three? Her government-issued BlackBerry, her iPhone, and her iPad. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And I guess Jared Kushner is out. The White House has just announced Mike Mulvaney will be the next White House chief of staff. And maybe those early reports of Kushner being under consideration came from Kushner himself trying to sort of force the issue, which has been known to happen in the past. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Well, one of the things you just answered my question. I was going to say he gets Kushner, and that's probably be one of the worst. That might be the end of his presidency. I mean, I think that would finish him as far as being able to. But that's good. At least I think Mulvaney is a lot better, certainly, than Kushner. Kushner could be the would actually make a better chief of staff for Benjamin Netanyahu. You know?
Yeah, I think he already is.
But anyway. I just got a couple of questions I wanted to ask you. One is about, you know, first of all, about, I don't know if you know, as far as Russia and the we were talking about the BPR, the Donetsk People's Republic. They try to twice the BPR has defeated the Ukrainian army and probably could have gone into Kiev had Putin not put a restraining arm on them. I think the same thing would happen again. The question is, would the U.S. get involved? I don't think we would. I don't think we're that crazy yet. I don't think the people are that nuts. But you never know. The other thing is about China. I just want to ask you, I'm hearing all this stuff, and a lot of the stuff that I'm hearing from is from InfoWars about China, and not only InfoWars, I'm hearing from other sources too, that China is got like a million Uyghurs or Uyghurs, whatever they call them, you know, the Chinese Muslims in concentration camps, you know, re-education camps. The other thing is about that they're taking this Buddhist sect and taking their organs from them and selling them. They're very healthy people.
Right now, given the very obvious and heavy-handed demonization of both Russia and China, I wouldn't give much credence to either of those unless there was some kind of hard factual evidence or corroboration. But we're seeing the media just come on out and say, oh, China's harvesting organs and, you know, it's... I understand that the laws in China allow organs to be harvested under certain conditions, but the same is true here in the United States of America.
Okay, but you don't think they're forcibly taking people's organs? In other words, you think that's...
That sounds to me like gratuitous China bashing. I mean, looking at the birth death numbers in China, I think there's going to be more than an adequate supply of raw material, as it were. This sounds to me like more, oh, how horrible China. We've got to hate China. And we have to be very, very careful about that.
That's why I asked you, because you know a little bit more, I think, about that than I do. I'm not that much up on – I am on Russia. I've done a lot of research and stuff in Russia, but I'm not so sure about China because, you know, they do call themselves still a communist state, and they also they've got Google and others and Apple helping them spy on you know, evidently spying very badly in their own people, setting up that thing where if they don't have a certain social credit score, they can't use a train, they can't use a plane.
Yeah, that social credit score thing doesn't sound very good. But I want to get on back to this thing where they're flinging the label communist now. Here's the problem. I mean, communism is just another name for socialism. And look how many of the member states of the European Union are socialist. And we have people in this country screaming for socialism. So why is it okay for us and proof that China is evil?
But communism is an extreme form of socialism. It's actually, you know, it's a dictatorship form of socialism. And that's another question I got about Venezuela. How do you think it's the U.S.'s fault in Venezuela that they're doing so badly? I mean, you don't think it's just their socialist system that they brought in that they've messed up, or do you think the U.S. is meddling somehow?
Oh, the U.S. has been meddling in there for decades. I mean, don't forget they were behind the coup d'etat against Hugo Chavez. They've been committing economic warfare against Venezuela, primarily because Venezuela wants to sell their oil to the rest of the world for currencies other than the U.S. dollar. And the United States is meddling. I mean, look at the United States as a whole right now. Look at how many countries it's meddling in right now. Iraq, Syria, Libya, Afghanistan, Yemen, and on. And plus a whole bunch we don't know. If Bernie Sanders is correct, you know, the United States is meddling right now in 170 different countries around the world.
Yeah, but how did it cause Venezuela, you know, being an oil-rich state, and I think they've got quite a few other resources, how did it cause the kind of, they almost, they're pretty much like Zimbabwe as far as their inflation goes and stuff like that, and shortages, you know, barely able to feed themselves and all.
Short, because we're at a commercial break here, is the U.S. banks will loan money to a country, and then the CIA will go in and sabotage the means by which those countries could repay the loans, driving them into unpayable debt. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
To What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we've got a caller waiting on the line, Jim in upstate New York. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate being on your show there. I love your content, by the way. But my comment is more with the Yellow Vest movement. And what it is, I have friends in Paris that are talking about it. You know, there is, you know, certain factions like young kids, you know, going around breaking windows and stuff like that. But the bigger point here is that it's organic. It's not like a artificial construct. Like, I have friends in Egypt also, you know, that went through the Green Revolution. That was all contrived, you know.
Yes.
And so the sentiments I'm getting, you know, from the people I know over there, as well as I have friends in Belgium and Netherlands, which is spreading up. It's spreading to Belgium, Netherlands, and I think there's hints of it in Germany as well. And yes, also, you know, what's happening in Italy. So, you know, I think there's a big distinguishing factor here. It's organic. It's not some kind of like George Soros funded garbage, you know. So I just wanted to chime in, and I think it's a great story that I, you know, that is obviously not being covered in the United States. And
it might give the slaves uppity ideas.
There you go. So I just want to thank you for covering the story, and I know you let off this evening with it. And it's a hot story that, you know, may have implications. And, you know, you've got your finger on the pulse, if you ask me. Because, like I said, I have a lot of friends in Europe. I got friends in Germany. Yeah, what it is, I'm an Army brat. I've traveled a lot. You know, I know Europe very well. And thank God I spent some time in the Middle East as well, you know, in Egypt exclusively. And so thank you very much for covering it. And I ought to, you know, compliment you for doing it. And, you know, to tell people out there, this is organic. It's real.
I think it is. And the fact that it's spreading so rapidly, and of course George Soros would have no reason to bring down the Macron government, because Macron is firmly on board with Soros' agenda. So yeah, I do think this is the beginning of a global pushback against the global government.
Correct. And I think one of the major faux pas that he made was when Trump was over there, you know, when he said that nationalism was a pariah. It's no good. That Macron made a major league mistake politically, and it could be the impetus or the genesis of a major movement in Europe. And I'm excited about it, I have to be honest with you.
Well, I wish them a lot of luck. And, you know, apparently there's going to be more massive protests in France tomorrow, and who knows where all else. And I wish them a lot of luck, and I hope that nobody gets really hurt. But I think, to be very honest, the people who are committing the acts of violence, those are the paid agent provocateurs in order to allow the media to portray the entire Yellow Vest protest as, you know, a bunch of thugs. They pulled the same dirty trick with the Occupy Wall Street protests. The people who were down there protesting the financial oppression of Wall Street were doing so peacefully. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of new people showed up, kicking over trash cans and setting fires and causing mayhem. Those are the paid agent provocateurs.
Correct. And what's interesting also is that the head of the union of the police department came out in support of the OLS. That's sort of like comparable of the Occupy movement in New York City, where the New York cops came out and supported them. You know what I mean? That's a major... Support. People don't understand that. You know what I mean? A police department doesn't come out like that. You know what I mean? Overtly. And so that's where, you know, excited me. I'm like, wow, police, you know, it's a union. Yeah, you know, let's grant that. But were they supporting the people? That's something to think about. And scratch, you know, it's one of those scratch your head moments. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to add that to the conversation.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And getting on back to the news here. Judicial Watch is launching an investigation into the ballot harvesting that took place in California. Now, ballot harvesting is where voters will fill out a ballot and allow a third party to take it and deliver it to the polling station, or wherever ballots are being collected. In a lot of states, this is illegal because of the potential for fraud. And in California, it used to be illegal, but it was recently legalized. And, of course, the concern there is it's wide open for fraud, because you can take somebody's ballot and you can alter it, change it, replace it, and basically stuff the ballot box that way. So Judicial Watch is going to go back and look at what was going on in some of these California districts where they were winning. The GOP was winning on election night, and then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, they're saying, oh, we finished counting all of these other ballots that came in through ballot harvesting, and surprise, surprise, the Democrats have won. So, again, we need to have a solid, trustworthy, verifiable, totally transparent election system. And again, I refer you all to this article, How to Have Honest Elections. It's on the main page of my whatreallyhappened.com in the upper left, right underneath my hideously outdated picture. So, all right. The judge in the Michael Flynn case is holding off on his sentencing He wants a review of key FBI notes. And this is coming out of the revelation that when Michael Flynn talked to the FBI, he was not informed. It was actually a formal interview. He was not reminded that it is a crime to lie to the FBI. Apparently, he thought these FBI agents were allies. And what's really interesting is that the FD-302 that was prepared by Peter Strzok was prepared nearly 6 months after Flynn was interviewed. And apparently there was more than one. Now, Comey is saying, yeah, we kind of broke protocol during the Michael Flynn interview, but I didn't mean to do wrong. And he admits that he sent these two agents to interview Michael Flynn at the White House. And apparently Flynn had no idea it was actually an official part of an investigation. Comey's now out there saying, well, maybe it's something I shouldn't have done. But so he's trying to distance himself from this. Now, this is really interesting. John Solomon is out there saying that the Defense Intelligence Agency holds a document with exculpatory information on it that could exonerate General Flynn, and they are refusing to release it. And Solomon is saying he doesn't believe the president even knows about this document. One lawmaker discovered it, but says he was thwarted by the DIA. So, anyway. Over at the Washington Post, they've gone on the warpath against Sputnik Radio. And quoting a group of so-called Russian experts who are from the intelligence and national security community, are accusing Sputnik Radio's Loud and Clear program of being part of a Russian conspiracy to sow distrust of the American criminal justice system. Well, how are they doing that? Well, they're reporting on injustices inside the United States. Those sneaky Russians, they're telling the truth. How can we compete with that? That's really what's going on here. The foreign media, including Russia Today and Sputnik and everything else, they're telling the truth about what's going on in this country. And they're drowning out the lies. And so now the latest propaganda is, you know, how dare they? How dare they use the truth against us? All right, so let's talk about the economic news here. Speaking of Russia, Russia and Syria have agreed to dump the dollar in mutual trade. And they are going to create some joint energy projects in Syria. Again, the U.S. wants to make war. Russia wants to make deals. Now, as you know, the stock market did not have its traditional Friday happy ending, despite all the massaging it could get from the plunge protection team. And the Dow ended up just shy of 500 down. That's a big hit. At one point in the day, it was below 500. But basically, collapsing dollar liquidity is sending this dire signal for stocks. The Federal Reserve is trying to pull back on some of this QE. They want to do quantitative tightening to get some of the surplus cash out of the circulation because it's creating inflationary pressures. But they're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. The more they pull back on the money supply, the worse the stock market's going to do. The more money they allow out there at low cost to prop up the stock market, the more inflationary pressure there's going to be. So it's a balancing act. Now, the good news is that because the situation is worsening for the dollar, gold is looking very bullish for 2019. So hang on to those little gold coins, and remember, don't eat that chocolate bit out of the middle. They lose their value. Now, over at JP Morgan, speaking of gold, apparently they're looking at a potential class action lawsuit. Apparently one of their former metals trader pled guilty to manipulating precious metals over years And there are already six lawsuits making similar allegations against J.P. Morgan that have been filed in New York federal court. And apparently the commodities group at the law firm is led by Vincent Briganti, the attorney who filed the first lawsuit on behalf of Dominic Cognata, a New York resident who alleges he suffered losses due to J.P. Morgan's trading conduct in the silver and gold futures and options markets. So once again, Jesse James was proven right. The real outlaws are the bankers. And J.P. Morgan's executives, they know they're immune from prosecution. You know, they might have to take a small hit on their end-of-the-year bonus, but they'll pass any fines that they are required to pay. They'll just pass on to their customers and take off their taxes. Verizon is cutting 10,000 jobs in what's called a voluntary separation program. Verizon is admitting its Yahoo and America Online divisions are a failure. So they're cutting these 10,000 employees loose. Story out of Zero Hedge, the inequality gap on a planet growing more extreme. And it's everywhere. Every single country, the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. It is reaching a point of severe instability, as we are seeing right now in France, as we have seen in Greece, as we are seeing in Thailand. All that wealth at the top makes society top heavy, and it will flip around. That's why they call it a revolution. Apparently, there's problems over in the leveraged loan market. Banks are apparently unable to offload loans amid the record outflows. Now, banks like to make loans, and then they'll offload them, sell them off for an immediate cash return so that they can go on out and do that again. Apparently, that is becoming very difficult. Loan prices have fallen precipitously as loan funds suffered dramatic redemptions in recent days, most notably the Blackstone Leveraged Loan ETF, which last week saw its largest ever one-day outflow since its inception. The indicators are already all there. And by the way, people are waking up to what's going on Wall Street. The U.S. consumer optimism has plunged 8 points. That's the largest quarterly drop in 12 years and does presage that it is going to be a terrible holiday shopping season for all those retailers. Over in New York, Amazon, which is a very large company, it's valued at $1 trillion. In fact, it's the world's richest company, is basically asking the New York City Council for $3 billion in tax breaks in order to build a new headquarters on the Long Island City neighborhood of Queens. And I didn't think Queens was on Long Island. I think this author made a mistake. But the people of New York are saying the subway system is crumbling, record homelessness, public housing in crisis, overcrowded schools, sick people without health insurance, escalating affordable crisis. Why is the world's richest company getting $3 billion in tax cuts, which basically means $3 billion not available to take care of the people of New York? And it's a legitimate question. And I'm sure that what's going to come on back is, well, we're going to give them these $3 billion in tax cuts and they'll hire people. They will create jobs. No, Amazon is going to robots. Somebody got paid off somewhere, I think, here. Over in Asia, they're talking about how all of these new Silk Roads are merging into what's being called the Greater Eurasia. And Putin himself is unconditionally engaged to make it a success. And he's talking about the Eurasian Partnership. And it looks like it's going to be set as policy. And, of course, that is a threat not only to the United States, but to Europe. Because, again, China is a manufacturing powerhouse. And with this One Belt, One Road project, they're going to be able to get their products into the European markets for much less cost than sending them by cargo ship. And obviously, the operators of those cargo ships and the countries in which those ships are flagged, they're very, very nervous about that. Little bit of news coming from the European Central Bank. Mario Draghi is going to be stepping down on October 21st of next year. And a search for a successor is already underway. So we're going to take a break for commercials here, and we will be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad. Works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're just getting word here. Apparently, over the weekend, there will be a Flemish yellow vest demonstration. Apparently, it's going to be on Sunday. This is in Marrakesh. The mayor forbade the march. The groups went to court. The court said, yes, you have the right to march. Now, over in France, a group of top French military generals are accusing Emmanuel Macron of treason over that United Nations Migration Pact. And so now, along with the French people, many of the French police, all of the French unions, Macron may now have a military that is not ready to go along with his agenda any longer. All right, we're going to take a quick phone call. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. I don't know, man. I'm thinking about that mysterious letter in the George Bush's senior's funeral. I have a feeling, you know, he wrote a confession that he admitted to assassinating JFK. And everybody's shocked. I mean, what do you think?
This letter thing is being just blown way out of proportion. There's no information available. There's just nothing but a huge amount of speculation, and I think it's a distraction.
But everybody looks scared. You see the videos? Everybody looks shocked.
I looked at the videos, and I didn't see anybody looking particularly shocked. One of the things I hated about the videos is they're all slowed down. So you don't really get a read on what their facial recognition is. I think this is a distraction. So thank you very much for the phone call, Tony. We're going to let you go and get in some news here before the top of the hour and the lovely lady, Claire. Martina Marcota is a documentary filmmaker, and she's out there saying that the migrants are turning France into a third world country. And she basically went around and making a video in Paris, the Paris neighborhoods, just showing how it's being turned into a dump and how the police are pretty much looking the other way. Now, getting on to the Brexit, that's still up in the air. Apparently, Theresa May was meeting with EU leaders. And the EU leaders are getting exasperated, saying, well, just what does Great Britain want? And they were going on, and apparently Merkel just kept interrupting May. So that's getting very hostile and stressful there. Over in London, there was a Brexit betrayal march. The British media reported it at about 1,500 people. But if you look at the video, it's tens of thousands of people were marching through the streets. The people have spoken. They want out of the EU. And by the way, pro-Brexit protesters in yellow vests blocked off the Westminster Bridge. So that yellow vest thing really is spreading globally here. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a break for station identification. When we come on back here, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.